Hello and welcome to another episode of the MLB Whip Around. I'm your host, Michael Guerrero, alongside Benjamin Dixon, ready for another episode of this great show that we are now going to try to make a weekly show because baseball season is officially upon us and it is getting heated up. Things that have happened in the last week, not really anything super notable other than the big news. Ben, I'll let you break the story.
All right, so you got Bryce Harper, obviously. We were going into discussion about it on the podcast last Thursday, but now with that, we got the full MLB show. We'll get into that a little more. It is 13 years, $330 million, the largest money contract in the history of professional sports. No trade clause, no opt-outs. Bryce Harper will be a Philadelphia Philly for the next 13 years. We will be 31 years old when his contract expires, and it's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, so huge contract for the Phillies. Bryce Harper just absolutely killed the market there. I mean, $330 million for 13 years. That's unheard of. We were making predictions about it. I mean, we didn't really think he was going to get over 10 years, but the Phillies really took that last leap. We heard that it was in the last minute that the Phillies jumped their deal up so much that they ended up landing Harper. That's a big deal for them. It's going to change the dynamic of their team for a very, very long time. And if he can stay healthy for a majority of these years and not have really any long time out of playing, I mean, he's going to be a very productive player. But as our good friend of the program, Brian, has told us that he's a very streaky player and he doesn't hit for average. The only thing he's really good for is home runs. So if he doesn't hit home runs for you, he's really just a useless guy who's going to just kind of be a big paperweight.
All right, I don't know about useless. Guys,
if he's hitting 15 home runs a year.
He's not hitting 15 home runs a year.
I know, I'm just saying, in case.
He's a lock for around 40 each year, and it's a good signing. It's a lot of money, but if I'm Bryce Harper, I don't know why I didn't go to Los Angeles. The Dodgers were offering 3 years, $135 million.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
That's $45 million a year. That would have been the highest average money deal per year in sports. And imagine just going to L.A. where there's a good chance, even if you go there, you may spend the rest of your career there. You play 3 years to win now situation, and let's say you like it. You're 29 years old at the end of your contract, or 30 years old. You still got the back end of your prime ahead of you, and you can sign another deal. I don't know. I mean, $330 million up front, I'm not one to say anything about that, because if I'm presented with a contract right in front of my face and it's saying I'm making $330 million guaranteed, there's no chance I'm not signing that.
Right. I mean, it all comes down to, I think Harper really just over time, I think as the offseason progressed, he was more and more kind of wanting to get locked down for a long time, because I think he saw firsthand that the offseason for a guy like him is very challenging and you're going to have a lot of waiting time. He was basically on a waiting list for a very long time to be signed, and it took him till the end of February to get signed. We're all the way pretty much halfway through spring training at this point for him to be on a team. So I think, like I said, the more he waited, I think the longer he decided he wants to be committed for a long time so he doesn't have to deal with free agency again. And, you know, I'm sure it feels really good to know that you're locked down for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about contracts. You don't have to worry, what if the market gets worse by the time my three-year contract expires? So overall, it came, I mean, we don't know what was in his head when he decided to take this deal. Maybe he really wanted to stay in the NL East, but I think it's going to be a good deal for him, and hopefully for his sake it works out. For a Mets standpoint, I hope it falls flat on its face. That'll be great for me, but chances of that happening are pretty slim.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you saw the press conference where he said he wants to bring a title back to D.C. and celebrate on Broad Street. I mean, come on. That's a brutal mistake.
Yeah, that's pretty difficult. I mean, I don't know how you go to a new team and you... Is Broad Street a street in D.C.?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just really disappointing. I mean, I kind of give him a little bit of a break. He spent a lot of years with the Nationals.
Yeah, I know, but he also turned down a $300 million deal from Washington. So it's not like he had the opportunity to... Or he didn't have the opportunity to come back to Washington.
I mean, I feel like he's sitting in the moment, and he's like, you know, I'm not going to screw up. Everything's fine. And I feel like if you're a Philly fan and you hear that he says he wants to bring a championship back to D.C., you're like, you had one chance, and you blew it, and you know what now? First of all, the Nationals aren't winning a championship, even if he was on the team. Second of all, I mean, like I said, I could see him messing that up, because even me, sometimes when I'm thinking of stuff, I'll be like, yeah, so-and-so is on this team, and I'm just so used to saying that. But...
No, definitely.
I don't know how you do that, though.
But it's one thing if he was going from, like, the Nationals to a team in, like, the Yankees, let's say, where they're not even remotely rivals. I mean, the Nats and the Phillies are in the same division.
Yeah.
Like, Phillies fans don't like Nationals.
That also could could be a reason for why he messed it up. I mean, they're very close to each other. Philly and DC are pretty close. I mean, you just brain fart, you know. That's all that happens, but I hope
if he signed with the Seattle Mariners and he said he can't wait to bring back a title to DC and celebrate on Broad Street, I don't think anyone would be killing him for that.
Yeah, but it's a lot more hyped up now that he's on the Phillies. Definitely. So, I mean, very big deal there. One thing that I brought up on the podcast was by the end of his career, when he retires, we're going to remember Bryce Harper as a Philly, which is that's just mind blowing. We saw the first years of his career. I don't even know. He's been around for 6-7 years as a Washington National, and now he's going to go down in history as a Philly. He's going down in a Philly red, which no one would have thought. And depending on how well he does with the Phillies, the Nationals might just be an afterthought. We might not even remember that he was on the Nationals in 30 years. So just so many, like, underlying things here that we don't even think about when he signs this contract.
Yeah, definitely wild to think about. I think that's the word to use there. 13 years into the future, I mean, things are going to be a lot different. So
yeah, and this also brings up the question of what's going to happen with other free agents. You mentioned Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge, and obviously Mike Trout. What's going to happen with their contracts? I mean, I don't know necessarily if, like, Aaron Judge will get.
I think it might be a little different with Judge. Judge is a guy who's very clearly made it that he wants to be a Yankee for his whole career, and the Yanks are going to end up extending him, if not this year, in the next couple. Mike Trout will definitely hit the market if the Angels don't extend him. Mookie Betts will probably hit the market as well.
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, something needs to be done because it's just a joke for these guys to wait that long. It's awesome that they get their money, but I think when this collective bargaining agreement expires, obviously don't know the official details on it or anything, they'll make it more player-friendly with these big contracts. I don't know, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I feel like with a guy like Mike Trout, if he's sitting on the market for more than like a week or two, then there's something going wrong. I mean, unless people are having a bidding war, that's the only thing. I've seen that the Angels are thinking of 10 years, 350 for him. But I mean, Harper and Machado, yes, they're good, but they're also very, very streaky. You look at guys like Trout and Betts, who are consistently just outstanding and like MVP level every single game. Those are guys who are going to go quickly. Harper and Machado, I feel, probably have to sell the respective teams that they went to a little bit more. Like the Padres, I'm sure the Padres were a little more willing to take Machado than the Phillies were to take Harper.
Yeah, because you're the Padres. I mean,
right,
you'll take anyone you can get.
Exactly. So I feel like Harper probably had to pitch to the Phillies, you know, like, I can do this. I deserve the 13 years, 330 mil. So there's a lot of factors, but Trout's going to be a guy. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets an overwhelmingly record-breaking deal.
Give him a billion. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you made a point. You talk about Trout and Betts. I mean, these guys are the two top players in the league right now.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely Trout for sure. And I did see that 10-year, $350 million rumor that the Angels could offer him an extension right now. I don't know if he wouldn't sign that, to be honest with you. That's a lot of money. It does look like he enjoys L.A. Obviously, hasn't had the winning there yet. Pieces are there. Otani, obviously, he'll miss some time with the Tommy John surgery, but he'll be there for the foreseeable future. I don't know. It's all up to Trout's personal preference. We're not inside this guy's head. So
I mean, he's a very humble guy, unlike Bryce Harper.
Oh.
So Harper's a guy who wants the money. He's going to take the money. I think Trout's
I don't think it's that Harper's a bad dude. He loves the money.
He loves the money.
Trout's just more of humble, I guess,
he's
is the word
humble
to use. You see videos of him like having catches with kids in stands. I mean, to me, not necessarily as a player standpoint, but Aaron Judge and Mike Trout are very similar.
Yeah, I agree.
When it comes to like
personality,
giving back to the fans and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're very generous and very fan friendly people. And I feel Trout's gonna stay with the Angels because I don't think, like I said, I don't think he's gonna. I think the first deal he gets, he's gonna take it. Because he wants just to play. He's one of those guys who he's happy playing. He doesn't care what he gets in money. I mean, he's already got enough money for a majority of the rest of his life. He doesn't need that much more. And I think that's his mindset. He is the face of baseball. I think every generational player there's a face of baseball. And right now, that guy's got to be Mike Trout. And I mean, obviously you're going to say he's going to get a huge contract, but I just think he's going to take the first one that he gets no matter what. Obviously, the years may play in, but money-wise, I don't think that'll be a big factor. But that's it for contracts. I want to just go into a little bit of things that are happening around spring training, some standings. It's been a very...
Come on. We don't need the standings.
Standings don't matter. You're right.
Tell me the stories. What do we got going on?
Well, stories overall. I mean, Tim Tebow had a game yesterday. A
couple hits I saw.
Yeah, that was his first game. Clayton Kershaw may not be ready for opening day.
Saw that as well.
Which is very, very interesting.
No, but you talk about Tebow. Just want to say quickly, you got to respect what this guy's doing.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
Obviously, his first two hits of spring training. But he did lace some balls before that.
Yeah.
I saw he got robbed of a potential double or triple in the gap. But he's definitely getting better from what we saw when the Mets first signed him.
I mean,
he's not wearing a joke number either. He's wearing number 15.
Yeah, he's
not wearing number 94 down there in spring training.
He's wearing 15 since day one. I mean, he's ready. I mean, you've got to love the passion. I mean, a guy like that, the odds are stacked against him. He's coming from being a professional football quarterback to playing baseball. I mean, it's complete opposite sides of the spectrum. And he's out here, and he's trying to prove himself. But you got to love that. John Lester was named the Cubs' opening day starter, which is also very, very cool. Jose Berrios gets the opening day nod for the Twins. Dustin Pedroia is going to come into spring training this week. It's an interesting start to spring training so far, but I'm happy about the Mets. The Mets are doing very well so far. They're 6-5. Obviously, that's not the best, but there's been a lot of guys who have been hitting well. There's this guy, David Peterson. He's, I believe, an outfielder. He's had a few home runs, and he's been a guy who I've kept my eye on the last few years. He's been very, very good in spring training, but the thing the Mets aren't really getting known for is their pitching. I mean, a lot of the pitchers have given up they've given up runs, whether it be early in the game, but I haven't watched. I'm going to be honest. I haven't watched a single game at all.
I mean, you can't sit down and watch nothing of spring training baseball.
Right.
Come on.
Like when the season comes around, I'll be sitting down watching the whole games. But, you know, in the past, I used to watch all spring training. I'd be on my couch glued to the TV. But now, you know, because the Mets are kind of not bad, but like, I mean, it's been
there's no World Series momentum anymore.
Right. I mean, yes, they're very motivated, but ever since these last 2 years have just been garbage. I mean, the willingness to watch has gone down a little bit. But stats-wise, two guys who are at the top of the standings for batting average, Ryan McMahon on the Colorado Rockies is batting 518 at-bats.
Could not tell you who that is.
Me neither. But he is a first baseman for the Rockies. And Dominic Smith on the Mets is 10 for 20 with a 500 batting average.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. But take it with a grain of salt.
Oh, absolutely.
I will tell you the best spring training baseball player I've ever seen is Greg Bird. And he has done, besides that massive home run he hit off of Andrew Miller in the ALDS a few years back, he's done pretty much nothing for the Knicks. And he's a guy I hope gets it together, hopefully makes an impact on the team. But always has a great spring training every year, and the results don't necessarily carry over to the regular season.
Yeah, but I actually saw Dominic Smith. I'm sure you saw him before he lost all of his weight. He was a very big guy.
Yeah, hefty.
But he looks fantastic. I mean, he's lost so much weight. He looks in shape. Like, he really looks like he's clean cut. I mean, there's a little bit of a belly there, but compared to what he had, I mean, he has dropped significantly. So, very proud of him. Home runs. Lewis Brinson has 5 home runs for the Marlins. That leads the major leagues, which is, I mean, he's the guy who they tried to build that team around. He's going to be their center fielder. He's got 16 at-bats and 5 home runs. That's very impressive. So, Lewis Brinson, I'm sure the Marlins are happy seeing him produce. But a lot of guys that I've never heard of have a lot of home runs. This guy, Chavis, he's Michael Chavis, I don't even know how to pronounce it. He's the Red Sox third baseman. He has 4 home runs. Chance Sisko for the Orioles, 4 home runs. Byron Buxton with 3.
Good. You like to see Buxton putting up numbers.
Yeah.
Got demoted to AAA last year, obviously. Former number one pick, if I'm correct there. Obviously a very talented kid. Hopefully he gets his stuff together.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to see that. I think the most relevant person with a lot of home runs is Jung Ho Gang. He's got 3. So I think that's cool to see him actually out there producing. And then my man Pete Alonso has 2. So
my guy Judge got 2 also.
He does. But there are a lot of the good guys.
You see
the
home run he hit the other day off the right field of his glove and over the wall, hit it so hard.
Yeah, that was very, very cool. But a lot of the relevant guys have 2 home runs. And then you go to the pitching side. There are 3 pitchers actually with a 0 ERA. Mike Wright Jr. has a 0 ERA.
What did he throw? Like three innings?
Seven innings, actually, of zero ERA, which is, I mean, spring training's not terrible.
It's just like throwing a, I mean, I don't know.
It's like a simulated game almost.
You need the larger sample size.
Sam Gavilio in 6.1 innings as a zero ERA as well. He is 1-0. And then out of the Red Sox camp, it's currently not loading. Marcus Walden with six innings pitched as a zero ERA as well. So, you know what? Cool to see some guys that you've never heard of. They're performing well. I mean,
yeah, good for them. Number 87 on the Pirates. Yeah, number 64 on the
I'm actually
going
to get a number check on that.
No.
Marcus Walden, number 64. I mean,
did I just say number 64 on the Pirates?
No. I don't know. I you might have. I wasn't listening to the number.
If I just predicted that, I mean,
I mean, he's on the Red Sox, but that's so pretty cool.
All right.
Sam Gavilio, number 43, but I mean, pitchers of high numbers. But so spring training off to a good start. Baseball's doing good, and I'm excited for another episode of the Whip Around. It was a good one. Thank you everybody for listening. Ben, you can wrap this one up.
All right. So thanks everyone for tuning in. We'd like to thank the following people. We got Doxy, Rashudi, Catapano, the Board of Education, everyone who supports us. We do it every week on the podcast. Liam Paris, live in studio for this podcast, our number one fan. And, yeah, that'll do it for the Whip Around this week. Thank you for checking out. We got a Colts Corner podcast coming out Thursday. That should be our next show. So, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Check out the Just Talking podcast from yesterday. And we'll see you next time.